Millions of women responded to allegations of sexual harassment against figures in the entertainment industry, members of Congress, prominent journalists, through the hashtag MeToo. Workplace experts say another common problem affecting mostly women is workplace bullying. In a 2011 Harris Interactive poll, 34% of working women reported some form of workplace bullying. More than two-thirds of those incidents involved actions by male supervisors. Bullying can take the form of verbal abuse, humiliation, or sabotaging an employee's job performance. Workplace experts say women also face a double standard in terms of expectations. Illinois State University psychology professor Leandra Paris tells GLT's Judy Valente it's more difficult for women to find redress for these types of workplace problems.
So when we look at bullying, we have four different components that we're looking for. One is that it's intentional, so it's not something that just accidentally happened or that they didn't mean. It's something that's repeated, so it happens more than once, and it causes distress. So if the victim doesn't feel like they're being bullied, then we don't really count that. And then the other part that's really important and sort of heavily debated is that there's a power differential. So usually when we consider it bullying, the perpetrator has some sort of physical or social power over the victim. So when we're looking at whether or not it's happening in the workplace, it's not uncommon for that to fall to the boss because they naturally have that power differential.
An interesting statistic that came out of the Workplace Bullying Institute is that the vast majority of bullying comes from your boss. It's a boss bullying an employee. What form does that take?
It can take a couple of different, I think, areas. One would be physical, so I'm assuming that this is probably not someone hitting or kicking their employees or they'd be fired. But usually it's more relational, so leaving them out, undermining them, lying about them, or verbal aggression, just calling them names or telling them that they're not doing a good job and psychologically trying to undermine their state.
Does this affect women more than men in your experience?
So what we know from the research is that women who observe others being bullied actually do physiologically and emotionally experience more distress than men do. So they are more likely, if they see it and experience it, to have sort of a weightier consequence.
Is part of the problem that in the vast majority of companies, the supervisors are going to be men and their, you know, their women employees will be targets?
Yeah, I think that there's a couple of things that happen. It's sort of an intersectionality between how men and women relate to each other, plus the power in the room. And so men who already have power, you add on the power of being the supervisor, and now you have this huge power differential that's going to put that woman at risk. And I think you can just as easily have a woman be a supervisor and be a bully. It kind of comes off differently. Part of that is because if there's a male who's an employee and the woman's trying to bully him, he can bully back. We see that often, that men can kind of bully back and it's okay. But if a woman does that, it's not.
Well, this gets to another item which women face in the workplace, and that's the double standard.
Mm-hmm.
A man who expresses a forceful opinion or point of view is a strong employee. A woman who does so is shrill or worse. I don't want to use the B word. Talk about that and the commonality of that.
You know, it's interesting. I read an article this morning that kind of, I think, helps explain a little bit of that. What we know is that men are more aggressive when they're showing any sort of emotion. And then for women, we are sort of socialized to be the quiet, submissive sort of type. And what we see is that men, even if they're not being socialized to be hostile as far as their sexism, there is this term of benevolent sexism, where they're taught that they're supposed to come in and save the woman, and she's the princess, she's a damsel in distress. And then there's a fine line between that and she's supposed to be submissive, she does what you tell her to do because you're her protector. And that gets socialized very, very early on for both men and women. And research shows that men sort of internalize that. So if you hear that your entire life and then you go into the workplace, you're naturally going to do that. You're still going to be doing that. You're going to be coming in, you're going to be trying to save the women, or you're going to be trying to, you know, kind of undermine their power. Because when they then speak and go against that schema, it's a much bigger deal because you're not supposed to be the knight in shining armor. I am. And so that's where that comes from.
Why is it so difficult for men to accept a disagreement or a differing opinion from a woman, or interpret that as being somehow disrespectful on the part of the female employee, where they possibly would not have the same reaction to a man saying the exact same thing?
You know, I have run into this. And so I think it's a little, it causes a lot of emotionality in me, obviously. So I'll try to answer this without having that bleed in. But really, honestly, I don't, all I can tell is what I feel and what those of us who have experienced that kind of feel. And it's almost like how dare you question my authority? How dare you question anything that I say, frankly? And then also just a sense of sort of embarrassment that there's this woman who sort of like came out, right, and stood up and maybe corrected them. And then if a man does it, it's like, oh, yeah, you know, punch each other's shoulders or whatever. But in my experience, those are actually few and far between as far as like outwardly being like, I don't agree with you. I think it's more likely in my experience to have where other people in the room accept what they say over me. So, for example, I was in a situation where it was me and a colleague and we're in a clinic and the students were introducing us and they introduced him as, you know, Dr. So-and-so and then me as Leandra Paris. And it never even occurred to him. And then like later when it came up, he was mortified and he was like, oh my gosh, I didn't even notice. I should have corrected that. And so I think it's not just the person standing next to you, the man, it's the women and the other men in the room who let it continue to happen.
Leandra Paris is a professor in the psychology department at Illinois State University. She's an expert on the area of bullying. Thanks so much for talking about all of this.
You're welcome.
I'm Judy Valente.
The magazine Psychology Today calls workplace bullying a silent epidemic. Studies have shown bullying is the most common among managers who are ill at ease in their supervisory roles. Researchers found this kind of behavior leads to increased levels of stress among employees, higher rates of absenteeism, and higher than normal attrition rates.